the war in Yemen starts to spread out across the Middle East region, as many groups in the region start to go tit for tat on dropping bombs. Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed responsibility for aerial attacks in the United Arab Emirates, which killed 3 people. The group says they targeted Abu Dhabi with ballistic and cruise missiles, as well as an unknown but large number of drones. They said they did this in response to an escalation by the United Arab Emirates in Yemen. You see that UAE has been backing some militants in Yemen, and those militants recently took over an oil-rich province. Continuing the tit-for-tat, in response to the attack in the UAE, a Saudi-led coalition carried out multiple airstrikes in Yemen, including the capital. Now, saying Saudi-led coalition is really just a fun way of saying Saudi planes flying with American logistics, air support, fueling, and data in order to carry out these bombings. The United States and Israel say the attack in the UAE is a worrying sign of an uptick of involvement with Iran in the area, saying the reason that the rebels were able to get these equipment, like drones, was from Iran. And either way, while the violence and explosions continue, there's a medical and food blockade in Yemen, supported by the American military in order to make it possible, where millions have been fighting famine since the blockade started in 2016. A blockade whose legs can get completely cut out from under it in one stroke of the pen from the president. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.